This is Discovery with a K.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
We are here reunited in this podcast for a very special occasion.
A once-in-a-year occasion.
Yes. So today we are celebrating the winners of the K-Meal Awards 2023.
The super official, highly anticipated K-Meal Awards. Yes.
So we've been doing the K-Meal Awards. This is our third year, if I'm not wrong.
Third or fourth year.
Yes. And if you've been following this, you know that we are music junkies. We listen to a lot of music, an insane amount of music. And some of these releases just captivated us throughout the year. Mm-hmm. So just to give a bit of background how we do this, we shortlist albums that really made an impression of us. On us. And we listen through them. We check the quality. Also, sometimes we check how they did in Melon, because that's fairly straightforward to not see it. Also, how well they did in like media platforms, and of course the quality of the music included in it.
Yeah.
So those are just a few of the qualities and characteristics we look for in the awards, because we want to be fair and square.
Fair
we take
square
this very seriously.
No personal bias at all. A little bit of personal bias, but we do our best, to be fair.
We do our best, because in the process of creating the K-Meal Awards as well and rating, we try to be brutally honest and quite drastic when it comes to our favorites as well.
Yeah, we're a bit harsh during the scoring process of everything.
Yes, then we dive deep into each one of them. We look for quality, for innovation as well, for what is fresh, what is new, and having been a fan for so long, you know
when something is good or not.
Exactly.
Also, I think one of the important factors is longevity.
Yeah.
Like, if it was released before, for example, in January, are we still listening to it now? Do we still remember it now? Are we still singing it now in the shower? You know, especially in K-pop, I think longevity is
very important.
Very important.
Exactly. Yes, that's another thing we take into consideration, because it's such a fast-paced industry that those ones that stick for longer, you are like, okay, they're onto something. Definitely.
Especially.
And it just needs to be appreciated and it needs to be rewarded as well, I believe.
Yeah, the pace in K-pop is brutal.
It's pretty intense. Some a few of the things why I love that someone just said it kept feeding me with good music nonstop, and it's still doing it after a decade. So
good.
Let's get this started, because we have a few categories to go through.
Just a few.
So the first one I want to talk about is our best R&B release of the year. So for this one, we have quite a few. If you know, I am in love with most of the R&B musicians, love their music, love their works. I do a weekly report on them, just to dive deep into those little finds that you won't know unless you are really deep into it. And the shortlist, we have Seon, George, Cold, and Lila Mars, big names in the industry. But for this year, Seon and his EP, Live, definitely took it. Incredible job he's doing in the industry. He's on an insane job. He's now signed on the Beautiful Noise, and oh my god, the artists in Beautiful Noise are doing so well. And Seon, this album, absolute masterpiece lyrically, the concept. He's an amazing musician.
Yeah, that release was great. Let's go to the best indie release.
Best indie release of 2023.
This was hard. Like, my shortlist is probably the longest shortlist.
Yeah.
Of all of them. So just a brief overview. I had Lil Rajang with her album, Hi, I'm Dol Rajang. I had Han Roro with Takeoff. Audrey No with Somewhere You Can See Me. Jo Jin Hae with Without Anyone Knowing. Song Kano with Summer Scent. Lee Sola with Tiny Village. And Soyeon with Episode 1 Love.
Yeah.
And with a very small margin, Soyeon won the category with Episode 1 Love, because the production quality of this album was just really, really good. The collabs were insane. And just the overall storytelling was really top-notch and just we're basically in love with Soyeon. So
yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
And that's what this album is all about.
Love. Because
it's episode one, love.
Exactly. Yeah, honestly, it was, for me, when the indie ones were all about, I love how for the indie releases, all of them, they had a clear agenda. It just get into the feelings and just feel the music. Most of these releases were like that. And I loved it. But Soyeon was so smart with her pre-releases, her album, the full storytelling, the music video, all of it.
Yeah.
Chef kiss.
Can I just say the women in K-pop this year, in K-pop, what am I saying, in K-indie?
Yeah.
Did such a fantastic job.
Indeed, they did.
Like, the quality of all these releases were amazing. So,
good.
Go check all of them out, please.
Yes. So, moving on to best hip-hop release of 2023, the short list. This was quite the long list, so we had to cut it quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a bit. So, the ones that were handpicked and chose was because, first of all, they are very much popular names and also quite remarkable names with the hip-hop industry in Korea. And these releases were honestly solid. They were quite solid.
Yeah.
Most of them, you had them. Well, I had them on repeat because I loved them. Okay. So we had Tyre Park with Where Does the Sasquatch Live Part 1. That's a hard one for me. And we have Coogie, he released the mini album Diff. We had Mirani releasing The Drift. We have Loco releasing Week. And we have Giddy Boy releasing Novel. And this year for me, it was all about Sire Park. And the insane world building he did for Where Does the Sasquatch Live? Because Sasquatch. It's hard to pronounce, I'm telling you. The world he created with this series, it's insane. The budget that those music videos have, it's insane. The quality, the musicality, and the storytelling throughout both releases, it's top-notch, worth checking out, and more than the deserving of the best hip-hop release of the year.
If anyone wants to make a video diving into the world building of Zaire Park, please tag me because I will watch it.
Yes, he has throughout all his releases, I think. The visuals are insane.
I know. And, like, give me a video essay. I'll sit through it. If it's, like, half an hour, I don't mind. Like, you know?
Yes, definitely.
Please, see someone.
Now, moving on, those are our one of the ones we're most biased about, I believe, when it comes to the indies and R&B and hip-hop, because that's kind of... Heart and soul got into them.
Yeah, because, like, they're my indie babes, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure you felt the same as, like, R&B and hip-hop. It's like...
Yes. Like, they're well known that the indie ones, so I understand your feeling. So moving on, now we're going to quite a few big categories. We're going with debut of the year for boy groups first. So a few of the contenders for this one were Rice, Boy Next Door, Zero Base One, and Psychers. All of them did a fantastic, fantastic job this year. Rice, incredible footwork. Boy Next Door, that debut album concert, adorable, okay? Zero Base One, Flower Boys, Winter Boys, all together. Amazing. Mm-hmm. And Psychers, just dope. They're just so dope. You know,
that was awesome. Mm-hmm.
But for this year, the debut of the year for the boy groups goes to Zero Base One by also a very small margin, because the quality and these kids, I feel like they're making a bit of a story as well. I think they're now considered the fifth generation.
You think they're creating a storyline?
No, they're making a story.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with the amount of sales they're making after, you know, the beating through a reality show and all of that. And yeah, it's the amount of content they're pulling out as well, the collaborations they're doing with producers for content is quite insane as well. So yeah, very well deserved. I think they also took the debut of the year in a couple of awards that aired already.
Mm-hmm.
Great job. The talent peaked. Amazing. Nice. Moving on to the debut of the year for girl groups. This one was a bit longer, I think. But
a little bit.
Yeah. But we shortlisted into a few. We had Elisab, I think is the name of this one.
Girl, I'm gonna be honest, I still don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, so we had Alice Up, Loose Samble, Triple S, Kiss of Life, and Odd Eye Circle. So tell me, Ilse, who won this?
This year, drumroll, it was Kiss of Life. It was hard because the girl group debuts were insane quality wise. They were awesome. But eventually, again, with a small margin, Kiss of Life won.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it had to do with like stage presence, like their vocals being so well rounded, and just their music is pretty awesome. So,
yeah, I also want to say that they were quite refreshing to listen to. Like for me this year, Kiss of Life and Triple S were so refreshing when it came to girl group debuts. Loose Samble and Odd Eye Circle were also really, really good. But just Triple S with the, you know, it just did it for me this year. And Kiss of Life also.
Honestly, I still listen to all of their music. So.
Yeah.
And like Odd Eye Circle, Je ne sais quoi. That's my personal song of the year. So. That was in my Spotify Wrapped. Okay.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, now let's move to one. This one, it's a tough one to rate because neither of us are
dancers,
professional dancers. So we're going into the two categories about dance, Best Choreography of the Year Boy Group and Best Choreography of the Year Girl Group. So for this one, after being in the industry for work, well, being a fan for such a long time, you know those movements, if they are recycled or not. You know how innovative it gets.
It'd be kind of hard not to have.
Yes, like, we have to thank
so many movements you can do.
Exactly,
you know?
But for this we have to give big thanks to SHINee and that first dance performance video they released.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. So for the boy group, we had to give it to.
We had to give it to 80s with Spicy.
Yes. And this one was a tough one because a few of the contenders were Zero Base One with the choreography in Bloom. And they were flowering there. Mm-hmm. Then we have NCT Dream with ISTJ. And they went hard with that song as well.
True.
NCT 127 with AO, as usual, NCT 127 choreographies. They go off as well.
If NCT is not in the choreography category, like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, we have are insane.
Insane and tight as well. We also have to talk about Rise and the pretty insane choreography they dropped for the pre-release song Siren, because that looked complicated, okay? And high in energy. And TXT Sugar Rush Ride. But Spicy, I believe, it was so refreshing, the formations. The way they dominated and the space, it was so catchy, so eye-catching, and you were like, that's 80s.
Yeah. Also, that choreo kind of went viral.
Yes, that too.
Because, hear me out.
Yeah.
It was spicy. I'm gonna stop now, I promise.
For me, they did it with, the formations were super cool. And I liked how all the members had like the little moment in the spotlight, and it was just very cool. Now for the girl group, we had a few. We have Isarafin with Unforgiven, I with I Am, Idol with the iconic Queen Card dance that everyone was doing. We also have New Jeans with Super Shine, iconic choreography. Then we have Kiss of Life with incredible, and Kepler with Giddy. It was tough for girls group because
it
they.
Was- super tough.
Yes. Yes. But with a small margin, tell me, is who got it?
It was A Kiss of Life with
Yes. And it's, again, innovation and refreshing movements. The other ones also had it. But Kiss of Life, being like a four-member group, I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think for like a minute we were just saying like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those were the emotions
we
felt.
Okay.
Yes. Those were the emotions we felt while watching them and rating them.
Yeah.
You wanna go on to the next one?
Yes, please. The next category is Best Pop Band. And in that category, we kind of yearly have the same people in this category.
There's not many best pop bands.
Yeah. So we're kind of surfing through them. But this year we had Extraordinary Heroes, we had The Rose, If the Island, and Flying in Lucy. And this year, Extraordinary Heroes won!
Yay!
Extraordinary Heroes always has like insane quality of comebacks, and this year it was just the most well-rounded one, in our opinion. So, yeah. Very happy for this win.
Absolutely. Let's move on to one. This one was also quite tough for me. Best collab. Yeah. Best collaboration of 2023. So here we had a bit of like power. It was just power in this category. It started with Taeyeon, with Jimin for the single Vibe. Mm-hmm. Then we have 17 Bosunsuk, I think is the name?
Busuk-suk,
featuring Lee Jong-ji for Fighting. That song, oh my god, still play it.
Yeah.
Was Have Big Naughty with Lee Soo-hyun with Hopeless Romantic. Mm-hmm. Was Have J-Hope featuring J. Cole for On the Street.
Yeah.
So, the best collab went to 17. Bosunsuk featuring Lee Jong-ji for Fighting, because oh my god, that song is so catchy that
Fighting! Fighting!
We're like, dancing right now.
It's awesome, yeah.
Yes. Iconic. It's one of the best collabs of the year, for sure. Mm-hmm. The best collab of the year, in our opinion.
Mm-hmm.
The power of that subunit and Lee Jong-ji.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
Okay, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, can I take it?
Yeah.
Okay, this next category is Best Girl Group. And it's a lengthy list, so yes. I'm just going to speed through it. We had ITZY, aespa, Billy, IVE, ITZY, Kepler, Fromis 9, NewJeans, G-Idle, and TWICE listed in this category because they all had awesome comebacks, awesome music, awesome performances.
Yes.
But, Kathleen, my darling, do you want to tell me who won this category?
And this year, the girls from NewJeans won the best girl group because NewJeans, their music is insane. The thing
literally
is that every single song from their two releases this year, the single album at the beginning of the year and the EP at mid-year during the summer, both of them, all of the songs I'm not even joking, all of them were I think in top 15 Melon for solid weeks.
Yeah, I think the tracks are all so well crafted and each have their own individuality, identity, sound, that it's just super dope.
Yeah,
because it's so refreshing.
Yeah,
as well, because the first time that we heard their music, you were like, what is this? I think it started with like Hype Boy or something.
With Attention. I remember Attention came out. And I do believe this is going to add a little story while we talk about NewJeans. I listened to Attention while we were in Luxembourg. I clearly remember that. And you were like, yeah, they released something. No one knows who they are, where they come from, nothing. And we were already impressed. And for me, Ditto made it for me. That song makes me cry every time I listen to it. It's so beautiful, so comforting. Mm-hmm. And their
ETA, baby!
Yes, and the EP Get Up just solidified that. It's about the music, it's about the concept. They are ticking every single of the boxes.
Yeah, they're doing awesome. And again, I'm very curious to see what their next release is going to be like.
Definitely.
Which kind of path that they're going to take. So, I'm very curious. Let's wait and see.
Yes. Moving on, let's talk about a best boy group, and this is a lengthy list. So let me take you through the nominees, kid. It's a lengthy one. So if you're in K-pop, you know that boy groups, there are quite a few. But
just a few.
Out of all of them this year, these ones specifically stood out for us. So 17 went to the nominees, Treasure, TXT, ATEEZ, NCT 127, The Boys, Gravity, Stray Kids, NCT Dream, NCT Dojejong, and Hypen, EXO, and SHINee. Ilse, who took the best boy group of the year?
It was 80s. Yes. Literally, 80s music this year was 10 out of 10.
Correct. Correct. And it's just 80s. I became a bit of an 80s fan after that concert in early 2023. They are incredible. And the fact that they pull out a tour of that level plus two mini albums, I'm like, how are you doing this?
What is the break? What is sleep? You know?
Yes, so well done, 80s. Music just keeps better, keeps getting better and better and better. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
They had a comeback this week.
Yeah.
It was so good. Literally so good. Girl.
Amazing. Okay, moving on. Another lengthy one.
Yup.
Yes. Do you want to go through it?
Can I just say one thing?
Yes.
It's funny that now that we can't really nominate BTS anymore, we are just nominating individual BTS members.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So for best male soloist, we have pretty much all the members here. We have Jungkook, we have V, we have Jimin, then we have Ki from SHINee, we have Taemin from SHINee, Ohno from SHINee, Taehyung, we have Taehyung, we have Woods, and others freaking dude.
Everyone from BTS plus SHINee.
I mean, we have test.
Yes. So
can I say who won?
Of course, of course.
Okay, this year the best male soloist is Ohno, because first of all, he seems like the sweetest person, but also his album Circle. Literally, I'm still obsessed with that release to this day. To this day.
Go
listen to it, please.
I did listen to it.
No, the listeners.
Oh, me? No. I did listen to it.
Please listen to it because I love it.
Yeah. Really. Yay. Good. Moving on to best female soloist. We also have quite a long list. We have Hwasa, we have Kim Sejong, we have Jihyo, we have Chu, Yeoyuri, Jeonsumi, and Jisoo. However, this year, our girl Kim Sejong took it because that album, oh my god.
Quality.
Insane production.
Mm-hmm.
Music video quality, that was a film basically. The music, the concept, she can sing, she took us through the emotions, and my core memory of this album is me riding a train for like 3 hours while listening to this album. And this is sold for me, this is beautiful, and I think this album, one of my highlights of the year, of how beautifully crafted it was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think this year it was a tight race between Kim Sejong and Jeonsumi.
Yes.
Because that album is freaking gold as well.
Yeah, yeah. It was quite a strong because we also had Jihyo with their first solo EP in WOW. You know?
Yeah. Women.
Yes.
Women, totally. You know?
So we are nearing the end with the three most important awards. Two most important awards. Yes. So, do you want to start with the first one?
Yes, please. Okay, this category is Best Song of the Year. Which song were we jamming to all year? Which song had us captivated, gripped at our necks, you know? Let me take a look at the shortlist. We had Akmu with Lovely. We had G-Idle with Queen Card. We had Kai with Rover. We had Card with Ikke. We had New Jeans with OMG, Ive with I Am, Aespa with Welcome to My World, Hwasa with I Love My Body, Somi with Fast Forward, Lee Seraphim with Unforgiven, and NCT Dream with Kande.
Correct.
However, and the winner,
yes,
of this category was Somi with a Fast Forward. Yeah, we're
dancing people. It's not an awkward silence.
Yeah, we're whacking, popping, whatever it is. This song is a bop, my peeps. It's
obsessed. She amazing. Yoonsami, oh, amazing.
It's so good and quirky and catchy and like Europop vibes.
Yes.
And it's top 10 material, if not top 1 material. So, well-deserved best song of the year. Definitely one 100%. Of our favorites.
Yes, definitely.
Madaling Madir.
The last one. And this was a tough one because this was a ride. We had to listen to this. Okay.
There was a bit of discussion.
Yes. So, best album of the year 2023. And this is something we do not take lightly, people. Because...
No, we do not.
We listen to these albums thoroughly. Okay. Yeah. The nominees for this year were NCT Golden Age. We had G-Idol with I Feel. We had EXO with Exist. We had Kai with Rover. Isarafim with Unforgiven. New Jeans with Get Up. We had 70 with FML. Zero Base One with Youth in the Shade. Key with Good and Great. And
Onion Obsessed.
With Circle. So the winner of the best album of the year 2023 is
Onew with Circle. Woo!
Yes, so I think Issa mentioned it before.
Yeah.
This album, it's a ride. Let's just start with that. Beautifully done. The collaboration he's got with Giddy Boy, Caught Me and Have Not Let Me Go. It is insanely well done.
It's so well done. The vocals are top notch, as expected from Onew.
Yes.
The title track is beautiful, with beautiful music video as well. And it feels fresh and earnest, and every song has something new to share with you while you listen to it. It's just absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
And not that the other albums aren't, it was a difficult decision.
Very much. Very so. Much, because we were very biased here. Here I have NCT, I am an NCTzen to the core, EXO, I love EXO.
17.
Isarafim, New Jeans, we were just talking about how we loved Get Up. Zero Base One. It was insane.
Like, they were all great.
Incredible, yes.
But and Key's album was even good and great.
You did not stop, huh? Sorry. You did not stop. But on you, remarkable
definitely
album.
Definitely deserved this win, for sure.
Yeah, so to have a visualization of all these awards, make sure to get an exclusive magazine that will be released during For Christmas. This is a massive spoiler for Christmas for the digital version and beginning of 2024 for the physical version. We have our little shop at thecameo.com. So go and check it out if you want this shortlist full and beautifully done in our magazine with the reasons why we love these releases as well. And yeah, this was the Cameos 2023. The Cameo Awards 2023. Oh my god, yeah. I just skipped
the
word.
Not just the Cameo, just the awards.
Just the awards, yes. So we hope you enjoyed this and we hope you agree with our selection of the best of the best for 2023. And we will see you next time.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye. Woo!